How to have a positive attitude that will help you win in life.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this podcast today on positive thinking. But it's more than positive thinking. It's a positive way of life. It's a positive state. Now, understand this. Whether you choose to think positive, optimistically, or whether you choose to think pessimistically, both of those, either one, are capable of activating the law of attraction. If you are just faking positive thinking, if you're just faking it, but deep down you still feel kind of negative and pessimistic, that's what you will attract. You will attract more pessimism. In other words, whatever you believe, the universe will match your beliefs, because likes attract likes when it comes to the law of attraction. And so on a deep level, if you think pessimistically, but you're spouting off positive thoughts verbally, doesn't make a difference. What I'm trying to say is you can't fool the universe. You either have to invest in changing yourself on a core level, or why waste the time at all? You're just playing mind games. I'm going to give you 10 ways that if you will practice them, 10 ways that you can begin to transform your thinking process from, you know, middle of the road to negative all the way to being positive, to being one of those people that just say, I can do it. It will get done. I'm on top of the game. Everything's coming my way. That which I need is being provided for me. That which I desire, I am attracting. You can be one of those people. You can be one of the people that walks around saying, you know, whatever I need, all I have to do is think about it, and it begins to show up in my life. I really believe that. And I believe that we all do that some of the time. Some of the time. And then something comes up and we get negative. We kind of go back to our negative thinking. We revert back to it. And then we start attracting more of what we don't want. I'm gonna tell you something here. When you are putting positive energy, I call it miracle magic. When you're putting positive energy, we'll pretend it's water. We'll pretend it's water, and we're filling up this dike with the idea that eventually when the dike explodes, it will clear away all the negativity in our lives. It will clear away all the resistance in our lives, and we'll have a whole new landscape, a whole new set of opportunities. That which seemed impossible will become probable. So we've got this dike, and this is kind of the opposite of the little boy who puts his finger in the dike to stop the leaking. In one, we don't want to stop the leaking. We want it to explode. So we pour water into it. And then we walk around and look at all the bricks and the mortar, and we say, whoa, nothing's changed. We did all that work. I did all those affirmations. I said all those positive visualizations. I created all those mind movies. I lit candles. I said incantations and not a damn thing happened. I'm gonna do something about it. Let me call my miracle mentor right now. So then we pour more water into our container. And then you start walking around the dike and you're looking for leaks. You're looking for a sign that will prove your beliefs. It doesn't work that way. You must believe it first before you will see it. It is not, I will see it, then I'll believe it. You've got to believe it first, totally, completely, without hesitation. Then you're going to see it. And so you walk around that dike and there's no leaks. You want it to explode and you've poured a lot of energy into it and nothing has happened yet. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And so you invest more energy. We pour more water into the dike. And now you're so frustrated you can't see straight. Nothing has happened. The world has stayed exactly the way. Now, this thing would have blown up weeks, maybe even months ago, had you had a different attitude. But it's still intact for some reason. This dike is holding more energy than it ever has. And you think nothing has worked. You don't see that behind there, behind the dike, that water is pressing. That miracle magic is pressing. Those positive thoughts are pressing. And that dike is about ready to explode. Now, at this point, a lot of people give up. Oh, I'm going to give up. It didn't work. I'm going back to my negative thinking. It worked better for me. I was happier when I was a negative thinker. Maybe it's not so dramatic, but that's what you say to yourself. It didn't work. It didn't work. And then you walk away. You're gone. And one raindrop falls from the sky into the pool of water, of miracle magic that we put there. One raindrop. And that one raindrop is enough to explode the entire dike. Everything explodes. All the water goes pouring everywhere. But it's too late for you. You gave up. You walked away. You turned away from your beliefs. You stopped an inch short. You stopped one drop of water short of bursting that dike and having the life you want. So, rule number one, create positive intentions and don't give up on them. Put some skin in the game. Without positive intentions, you're just out there hoping and wishing and wondering and bouncing from negative to positive based on what you see the dike do. Focus on goals, even over optimism. Number two. In other words, set a goal. And say, this is all I'm focusing on. I don't need to be optimistic. I don't need to be pessimistic as long as I focus on the goal every day. If you focus on the goal, you set goals every day, you will get closer and closer to that point where one raindrop blows the entire thing up. And that's what you want. Changes your entire life. But you can't walk away. Once you walk away, it's too late. Once you walk away, it's too late. Number three, celebrate little victories. You got to get in the habit of looking for little victories. And these little victories become accumulative. They become accumulative. They begin to grow and little victories become bigger victories. You've got to look for the little tiny, almost, sometimes they're almost insignificant victories, but they're victories nonetheless. And you recognize them if you're open to looking for them. Number four, if you want to have a positive mindset, you need to follow through. Follow through. Come on. You set a goal. Don't stop halfway and start on something else. Get the damn thing done. Follow through. That's how you see those little victories. Next, keep positive people around you. If you've got some negative people that are saying, well, you know, she left you because it's over with. You got to get her out of your mind. Or, what are you starting that business for? Are you crazy? You can't start a business. You don't got any money. You don't have any experience. You're no Thomas Edison or anything. You know, you've heard all that crap. All the negative people that say, give up, go away. I want you to just be normal. Get a job. You know? Keep those people at a distance. Get people in your life that say, I know you can do it. I believe in you. I accept it. Rid yourself of those toxic relationships and move forward. Now, we have a very important announcement for you right now. I want you to listen to it, and I'll be right back with four of the most important things you can do to have that positive mindset to attract anything, anything you want.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
Next, focus on compassion. Number seven, focus on compassion. Learn to be a compassionate individual. I'm not talking about somebody that breaks down in tears every 5 minutes. But be compassionate toward your significant other. Understand they're working too. They have goals. They have dreams. And be compassionate towards their dreams. As you become compassionate towards other people's dreams, guess what happens? They become more compassionate toward yours. It just works that way. And even if they don't, the universe does. It just seems to for some reason. So fill yourself. You've got employees. Understand they've got problems and bills and family and all that. Be compassionate toward that. Why don't you become the compassionate employer, the compassionate salesman? You'll find that that compassion opens up doorways that were previously locked to you. Don't bully others or yourself. Even if you're in a position of power to bully another person, don't do it. Okay? Operate from compassion. Don't bully others, but don't bully yourself either. In other words, don't get down on yourself. When you start saying, well, I should have done that, and I could have done this, and I'm supposed to do this, all you are doing is talking negative, and you're reawakening negative thoughts. Next, and I think this is important, you need to create a set of positive affirmations for everything in your life. For every area. Your body, your career, your income, your love relationship, You should have positive affirmations for all of them. And you should be reciting them and believing in them on a regular basis. Finally, I'm not here to preach any religion. That's not my job. That's your job. What I am suggesting is that people that have really good positive mindsets, they have calming rituals. They have rituals that center them, centering rituals, whether it's closing their eyes and breathing deep for 5 minutes or practicing yoga or listening to music, or I have a punching bag downstairs, in my gym. So I go down there and punch around a little bit. And when I'm done, all that pent up energy is expended upon the bag and not other people. And, so that's important. I don't care what your ritual is, but you need to develop some rituals that you can go to on a regular basis. I think one of my favorite rituals during the spring and summertime is just to have a fire in the evening and sit by that fire and just think about things. So whatever works for you, start investing. If it's reading, make sure you give yourself that. You don't have to read all day, right? You can read for 15, 20 minutes and then get back to what you're doing. And that's your ritual that calms you, that centers you. Okay? Otherwise, we start using things like food and alcohol and drugs. They become our calming rituals. And we don't want to do that, do we? Because that doesn't attract what we want to attract. We are out of time, but whatever you do today, pay it forward to somebody, Do something good for someone. You have a great day now, and remember to contact us at www.lawofattractionsolutions and find out about your 30 minutes free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Isn't it time to have some miracles in your life? We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day now.